fiery tongues that rested upon each of them and gave them the grace and the ability to preach in many languages. And they were able to preach in every language known to man at the time, and were able to go to all the ends of the earth to preach Christ's resurrection. And tradition in the Armenian Church is that we read three prayers that are written by St. John Chrysostom during the Divine Liturgy. We literally stop the liturgy, read them, and then continue with the liturgy, which we will do in just a short while. But each prayer is addressed to a different person of the Holy Trinity. One is addressed to the Father, one is addressed to the Son, and one is addressed to the Holy Spirit. And as we hear these prayers, some of them are quite long, we hear many themes and many requests. We hear how each person of the Holy Trinity played a significant and an integral role in the salvation of mankind. But one theme that is found in all three, and also in today's Gospel reading, is the idea of peace. Christ says in today's Gospel, "Peace I give you. I give you peace not as the world gives, do I give you. Do not be troubled and do not fear." We live in a world today and a country today, unfortunately, that is constantly searching for peace. For centuries, we have signed treaties, established embassies, fought wars, and organized the United Nations, all in the name of peace, and yet there is still no peace in this world. We live in a world today that is turned upside down with a virus that we cannot see, and people are troubled by this, and they do not find peace in their lives. We live in a time where people are constantly losing their jobs and asking how can they pay their bills. They have no peace of mind. And unfortunately, as this sermon is being preached, there are riots going on now in cities such as Minneapolis, Los Angeles, and many other cities. There is no peace, and yet we continually look for peace. The peace, unfortunately, so often we search for is worldly peace. And the peace that the world can give us is temporary, is fragile, it's imperfect, and it's fake. Christ gives us peace, and he gives his apostles peace, and that is peace of mind, peace of soul, and peace in the heart. Peace for Christ is an untroubled heart, fearless in spite of suffering and conflict. We think so often that peace is the absence of violence and troubles, and we think that if we have peace, everything will be fine. But this is not what peace is in the Christian sense. Peace, true peace, is absence of fear. And this is why Christ is called the Prince of Peace, for he had no fear. This is what we see in all of our saints and in all of the apostles who stood up against evil, violence, and torture with unwavering faith and unshakable courage. And it is today, when we listen in just a short time, the prayers that are addressed to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we ask for peace, we remember this, we pray for this, and we must strive to make this part of our lives. Because, as Christ says, we have peace and we must make peace. Blessed, he says, are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God.